In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good evening. I am so overjoyed, actually, all over this evening as we prepare to receive Christ on his nativity. I want to begin, though, by saying that my family and I are very blessed because my mother and my father are here to celebrate Christmas and Christmas Eve with us. And having my mother here always bring back memories of my childhood. And as a child, I remember, one of the things I remember most about growing up was my mother's ability to be extremely hospitable. The hospitality that she would show to people was truly a wonder to see. If you were invited or if you just showed up to the house, you were always welcomed. And there always seemed to be enough room. And there was always something to eat. Not only was there something to eat, but there was a whole lot of food to be had as well. Now, right now, all of us are getting ready to do something similar. Many of us tonight might be opening up our homes to friends and family. Some of us are most likely having people over tomorrow as a way to show our hospitality with friends and family to celebrate Christmas. We have all purchased our gifts. Most everything is now under the tree, and we are ready. We are ready to celebrate Christmas. The food has been purchased and is ready to be prepared. We are ready to receive each other with great joy. Now, the same thing is true when it comes to the church as well. All is now ready. Mary is about to give birth. They have arrived in Bethlehem. Over the last few weeks, all of us have traveled with them. We have traveled to receive Christ and to show him our hospitality. And this is basically our task. And this was the task of the entire world, to welcome Jesus, to welcome their Creator. This evening, I pray we consider how creation welcomed him and how we are to do something similar this evening and tomorrow. So our reading this evening is a reminder as to how all this came to be. It's a reminder as well as to who first welcomed Christ. Our scripture says the following. It says, "And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn." This child was, of course, first welcomed by its mother and Joseph. He was also welcomed not in an inn, but instead in a manger surrounded by all the creatures that he himself had created. The scripture continues and tells us about an angel who proclaimed Christ's birth to the shepherds. And the angel said, "Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." The shepherds who heard this great announcement then ran to see what the angels had proclaimed. They went to welcome the child. They went to see and proclaim this wonderful thing that has happened. Luke again tells us, "And when they saw it, they made known the saying which had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them." The shepherds went in order to welcome this child, but they did more than that. They also went and told others what they had seen. They took the message, they took this vision with them, and they let everyone know about it. In Matthew's version of Nativity, we are also reminded of the star that helped the Magi find their way, helped them come to welcome Christ so they could offer him their gifts. All of this is a reminder that Christ was welcomed by all of creation. All of creation participated. One of the hymns that we heard this evening says the following. It says, "What shall we offer you, O Christ, because you have appeared on earth as man for our sakes? For each of the creatures made by you offers you its thanks. The angels, their hymn. The hymns, the heavens, the star. The shepherds, their wonder. The magi, their gifts. The earth, the cave. The desert, the manger. And we, a virgin mother. God, before the ages, have mercy on us." Each of them did not just hear, but they did something with the message that they received. A priest once said the following. He said, "Can you imagine if the shepherds only heard but didn't go? If the Magi saw the star and decided, well, that's nice, but we'll stay put in the land that we already are. The amazing part of all of this is that our hospitality means that we really and truly are able to participate in this miracle. You have made the preparation. You are here this evening. Now is the time to show your love, your hospitality, by not just listening, but doing something with what you are hearing this evening. There's a story about a boy who was walking on the beach, and on the beach was covered tens of thousands of starfish, and they were about to die out of the water. So the boy began to pick up the starfish and throwing them back in the water. He was picking up one after another and after another, and then a man was walking by on the beach, and he said to the boy, "You're throwing many starfish in the water, but there are more starfish here than you can even count. What possible difference can you make?" The boy picked up a starfish and threw it in the water and looked at the man and said, "Well, I made a difference for that one." This is the way we are to participate in this wonderful celebration. The way we show our hospitality in receiving Christ is doing as this little boy did, show care, love, and joy even to one person. We leave this evening having received the Christ child and go for our fellowship next door. We wake up in the morning having received Christ on his nativity. Let us be doers of all that we heard and received. Let us take the opportunity to truly participate in this great day. Let us then take this with us throughout the year, showing hospitality to Christ so he can stay within each of us, growing throughout this new year, growing through our offering of love, forgiveness, and compassion to all that we see and know. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.